I've noticed there are at least two potential presidential candidates who talk tough about Ebola and yet are talking soft on measles. Here's Senator Rand Paul from last October during the Ebola scare.
We've underplayed the risk of this and that we should be careful. I hope nothing bad happens. I hope we're going to have only very isolated episodes in the United States. But I also don't think it's that unreasonable to suspend commercial flights. I mean, if you want to visit your son or daughter and you're coming from Liberia, couldn't you wait a couple of months?
He was ready to suspend commercial flights to West Africa to prevent the spread of Ebola. And then Governor Chris Christie insisting that nurse Casey Hickox be quarantined even though she had no symptoms.
But, you know, the fact is I'm not going to step away for a minute from protecting the people of my state and our region. My obligation is to all the people of New Jersey. But you can't take chances on this stuff and allow people who may, in fact, be contagious to be able to travel.
Can't take chances with Ebola. Amen. Why? Because there's no effective vaccine. And yet, on measles vaccinations?
All I can say is that we vaccinate ours. But I also understand that parents need to have some measure of choice in things as well. So that's the balance that the government has to decide.
Governor Christie sounds indifferent on whether you get a measles shot or not. And as for Senator Paul,
I've heard of many tragic cases of walking, talking, normal children who wound up with profound mental disorders after vaccines.
He's saying the shot could be worse than the disease. And it's true. As many as 10 people a year die after getting a measles shot, although no research has established a direct link. But when I was growing up in the 50s, there were more than 500,000 measles cases in this country a year, and each year about a third of those patients got lung infections, and 450 of them died. It makes no sense that a politician who talks tough about Ebola would talk soft on measles, which is 9 times as contagious. Unless you miss the 50s, when there are no vaccines to worry about, and life was simpler, and in many cases, unnecessarily shorter.